Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces continuing their push into Gaza, which is displacing Palestinians and drawing international criticism. World leaders meeting in New York City for the UN General Assembly. The UK, along with France and Canada and Australia, are expected to formally recognize a Palestinian state. ABC's Martha Raddatz says the U.S. and Israeli governments are opposed to that designation.
Families of the Israeli hostages seized in the October 7th massacre nearly 2 years ago say Palestine should not be recognized as a state without ending the war and bringing home their loved ones.
The Trump administration expected to release its findings later today, suggesting a possible link between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts disputing the possible link, saying it stems from limited studies. In San Francisco, residents rattled earlier this morning to a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. So far, no reports of injuries or significant damage. This is ABC News. Another antitrust trial against Google is entering a remedies phase today. Arguments in the case expected to last up to 3 weeks.
Just weeks after Google dodged the most extreme penalties in the Justice Department's monopoly case against it in online search, the government's other antitrust case against the tech giant is moving forward. Last year, a judge sided with the DOJ, finding Google is a monopoly in the world of online advertising technology. That judge is now considering whether to force Google to sell off its ad exchange tech and share related code with competitors. Google has argued that goes too far. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Teenage Cancer Trust announcing it's dropping Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York and former wife of Prince Andrew, as a patron. A spokeswoman says due to the disclosure of emails where she allegedly described convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein as a, quote, supreme friend. Ferguson served in the role as patron for 35 years. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I've never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Republican lawmakers seek to close a legal loophole allowing the sale of hemp-derived THC products.
Legal hemp-derived THC products like Delta 8 and Delta 10 are widely available for sale in Wisconsin. The bill would add hemp to the definition of THC and specify that only hemp grown for industrial or research purposes qualifies as industrial hemp. The authors cite last October's accidental Delta 9 THC oil contamination at a Dane County pizza parlor in which dozens of people sought medical attention as an example of why the law change is needed. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
People affected by this summer's flooding in southeast Wisconsin will have more time to complete their taxes.
IRS spokeswoman Stacey Engel says the agency is giving people an automatic extension.
Waukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties have until February 2nd
to file certain tax returns and make certain payments due to the straight line winds, the flooding, and the mudslides that happened.
Engel reminds residents that they should still get their taxes filed as soon as possible in order to get any refunds they are due. Find out more online at irs.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A federal bill would spare Wisconsinites from watching Packers rival football games.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed have introduced legislation that would require cable and satellite carriers to carry the Packers Week 9 game for more than 400,000 Wisconsinites in 13 counties near Minnesota and Michigan. Those Wisconsin residents live in TV markets originating out of Minnesota and Michigan, which would force them to watch either the Detroit Lions or Minnesota Vikings games on Fox instead of the Packers. The bill would also require providers with Wisconsin subscribers to carry Wisconsin channels so Wisconsinites have access to news and events relevant to their state and region. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sunshine today, with highs reaching the low 70s and a calm wind. Got showers and thunderstorms sparking this afternoon and continuing to roll through our night, leaving us tomorrow morning with more patchy, dense fog, partly sunny skies, and highs in the low 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
To get you ready for a couple of things, Trust in Beef has another Sustainable Ranchers Tour coming up, and we will give you some considerations for this fall's fertilizer decisions. And of course, it's Monday morning and time for an update on equipment auctions from across the country.
Live from the windup for our weekly information journey via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete. That's Greg Peterson. Then it's Andy Lyons from America's Ag Conservation Movement. And Trust in Beef later, Rhonda Brooks from AgWeb with some fertilizer findings. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. It's got to be a good day in KC. The ship has been righted.
I was conflicted, I'll be honest, because you know that my default mode is to just root for the blue jerseys, whoever they may be. You know, you ask me who you're pulling for. The blue guys.
The guys in blue.
Well, and I was thinking about it.
Yeah. They won in South Bend, yes, for the first time this season. And
there you go.
They won in
Chicago. Blue jerseys.
For the first time this season. So, yes, thank you for the blue jersey picks. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep that mojo going.
The blue jerseys are working out. All right.
But, yeah, the Chiefs did win, which makes, you know, and the conflict actually makes the K-State Wildcats feel right because they're the silver and purple. Like, maybe I can find someplace in the middle there, and it may be the Wildcats. I know very little about the programs there, but I got a great hat.
The most important thing that you know about K-State is that they don't like Iowa State, and Iowa State don't like them.
That may have something to do with it. I'd have to check my notes. I'm not sure I can confirm that.
I get it.
Of my head.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. One other sports thing that I will mention is since the Cubbies clinched and celebrated with champagne and ice cold beer in the locker room, they haven't won a game.
Yeah.
Lost 4 in a row to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Say it again, Big Apple.
They wear blue jerseys too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do wear blue
blue jersey. So we are testing that. We are testing it. All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get started. What you got in the news?
Chip, the National Weather Service is calling for widespread clusters of thunderstorms from the Midwest to the Tennessee and Ohio valleys westward through the central and southern plains through at least midweek. A continual flow of Gulf moisture northward will fuel heavy rainfall producing storms with repeated rounds of storms and long duration rainfall and heavy totals here in KC, 70 degrees. We're expecting rain all day long, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be on and off, or chances are on and off up here. It's going to be a nice day. By the time we get to the end of the week, it's going to be beautiful. We'll get the outlook from Brett coming up here in a second.
Well, Chip, private exporters reported sales of just over 320,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. That's for the 25-26 marketing year.
We'll take all the demand they want to give us.
Indeed. Well, ahead of the open, corn futures were fractionally higher, with beans tapping a six-week low. Down not quite a nickel in overnight trade, wheat futures were just a few cents lower. Just after the open of daytime trade, I wrote this an hour ago, corn, soybeans, and wheat were decidedly lower, with soybeans rushing to double-digit losses. Cattle futures were moderately to sharply higher, and it looks like pressure continues on the soybeans and intensified in the wheat, Chip.
Yeah, 14 to 15 cents lower in the beans right now. Argentina is making some moves on its export taxes. That might have something to do with that. But it's pulling corn to the downside. Wheat is suffering some double-digit losses now. And look out. Man, oh, man, the buyers are in the cattle complex.
Well, let's talk about that. The cash cattle and beef market fundamentals continued to weaken last week, which may limit the upside in cattle futures markets this week. That's despite live cattle futures discounts to the cash cattle market. Friday afternoon's USDA monthly cattle on feed report showed still historically tight cattle supplies in feedlots.
Yeah, fed cattle are $3 to $4 higher, and feeder cattle right now are $3.5 to $8.5 higher.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sticking with the cattle here, USDA said in a press release Sunday, Mexico has confirmed a new case of New World screwworm just 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Yeah. It's the northernmost detection of NWS so far during this outbreak. Chip, this is moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I think the way that this cattle market, feeder cattle market in particular, is trading, it's factoring in that border, the southern border, is not going to be opening to feeder cattle anytime soon.
Yeah. Gold prices hit a record high. Silver, a 14-year high overnight, as flows into gold exchange-traded funds hit a 3-year high. Traders and investors are betting the Federal Reserve's interest rate cutting cycle will continue. Gold and silver have been among the year's best-performing commodities markets. A group of U.S. Congress members traveled to China over the weekend and called for better military communication between the U.S. and China in a meeting with the Chinese defense minister. The two countries are seeking to steady relations ahead of a potential summit between their leaders. And finally, Chip, President Trump on Saturday renewed his call for European countries to stop buying oil from Russia to halt the war in Ukraine. Trump has chided Europe repeatedly for its Russian energy purchases. That's despite most European nations ending direct oil after Moscow's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
All right. You know, I look at this forecast that we've got for the next few days. It is plenty wet in the, you know, basically west of the Mississippi, right?
Yeah, a lot of rain in the forecast, and gosh, it really feels like it's the first widespread rain event that we've had in a month and a half or so for a lot of this area, but especially kind of southern Missouri, southern Illinois, the southern half of Indiana, and into Ohio, 1 to 2 inches, locally 3 inches plus over the next 3 days or so going to be expected in that area.
Wow. Getting up into the Ohio River Valley, that ought to help out the Mississippi levels in the lower Miss.
Yeah, it should at the very least stop the bleeding. I took a look at the Memphis gauge in terms of the river levels. Not looking to rise a lot, but at least not dropping more over the next 2 weeks with some of this rain that we've got coming in.
Good. Okay. I take a look at the upcoming weekend. It looks pretty doggone good for the last week of September, Brett.
You know, I think that all things considered, heading into the last several days of the month and into the start of October, conditions in terms of harvest weather look pretty good. It's mild. We don't have any big frost or freeze risk. We've got plenty of dry time between especially the 26th and the 1st, and should be overall great weather and good fall weather for okay. folks outside of ag, too.
All right. Excellent. Take us down to South America. Any features in the weather patterns down there that we need to be up to speed on?
Yeah, I do have some concerns about some dryness in the primary growing regions heading into October. I think that Mato Grosso specifically, there can be some locally heavier rains over the next several days. But heading into the end of the month and into the start of October, I think more widespread dryness going to develop in that part of the region.
All right. Well, that is something that we will definitely be watching very closely over the next several months. So we'll be relying on you for that, Brett. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Coming up next, we are going to have a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, right here on AgriTalk.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority. With a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Stop feeling the pinch. Whether that be the stress of pinch rows in the fields or the pinch in your wallet, rest assured Titan International has the solution with LSW technology. With LSW technology, you can add up to 15 additional bushels per acre in your pinch rows, truly maximizing every inch of your field. What's even better, you can pay for one set of LSWs in just one season. Visit titan-intl.com/supersingles today and learn how to stop feeling the pinch and grow a positive payoff with LSW technology.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.19% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning. Joining us, Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Greg, it's good to talk to you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing this Monday morning?
doing just fine. You got to be feeling good after the Vikings' performance over the weekend.
Yes, happy about that. A little somewhat sad, though. We have one of our daughters lives in Cincinnati. She's a huge Bengals fan. So,
how did you let that happen?
Well, our two daughters, they take after Mrs. Machine, Mrs. Pete, and they're hard workers, and she's got a great life out there. She's a chemical engineer and a long way from home, but yeah, proud of her. But yeah, tough day for her Bengals yesterday.
Yeah. Hey,
in fact, she told me that we have a 2-year-old grandson. His name is Julian, and they were in their Bengals gear watching the game, and their big saying for the Bengals is "Who day?" You know, "Who day going to beat the Bengals?"
Yeah.
But our daughter said that Mr. Julian after the game said "Poo day." They had a poo day yesterday. So I think he might be a future writer there.
Exactly. Well done, Julian. Love it. Love it. All right, buddy. Hey, this story, when I saw it over the weekend, I was just like, oh, this is such a great story. Let's hear about it in the pick of the week.
Yeah, pick of the week. You know, usually we talk about record prices or unusual items and something different this week. It was a sale Saturday out in Plain City, Ohio, a Wanda Ness auction by my friends at Ben Higgins Realty and Auction Company. And one of our great followers out there, Tony, sent me some video and a note from the sale. He took a little video clip, and they were selling a John Deere 430 tractor. Now, you know, it looked nice. It had a custom front pulling end, and it was not in running condition. So, right. And it sold for $900. Yeah, so sold for $900. So there's nothing there that you'd say, wow, you know, Machinery Pete will be writing about that. But it was, the tractor was owned by Don Hess, and his great-grandson Wyatt bought the tractor as he was sitting in the seat bidding on it, and it was also Wyatt's birthday. So the video of young Wyatt and his smile acquiring his great-grandpa's, Don's tractor, and the great team at Ben Higgins selling it, it was just very cool. So we posted that on social media, particularly on Twitter. It just got a lot of commentary, and it just made a lot of people happy to see, you know, a young person interested in their great grandfather's history and tractor and keeping that in the family. Very, very cool.
Yes, absolutely, is very cool. It's one of those stories that when you read it, it's a feel good, and that's
we need more of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Connecting the generations in farming is something that is unique to the business, and
it is.
Yeah, and when you see it like this, oh, man, it's just awesome. Wyatt, congratulations, man. I'm glad that you got that, and happy birthday to you, and best wishes to you with anything and everything that you've got planned with that tractor, buddy.
Yep, Wyatt got Machinery Pete approved by the day there. That's keep it in the family, and hopefully someday his grandkids and great-grandkids will have it and tell stories about that Wyatt told them about Don. So, beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's get on to some other reports. Take us over to Missouri, Rockport.
Yeah, sale Saturday by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger there, I've known him for many years, great auctioneer. A very small sale in Rockport, but one item in particular that caught my eye was a 2014 KSH Maxim 125, 2139 hours with a L756 loader. It went for $72,500. And here again, Chip, we've been talking, a couple trends here confirmed. One is that good use loader tractors have just obviously been selling well with the strength in the livestock sector, dairy sector. And then also you get out over 10 years old if it's in good condition. So you had both things going here. And 72.5, when you get looking at our machinerypete.com auction price data, that's actually the second highest auction price ever on a Maxim 125 with a loader and over 2,000 hours. So very, again, very solid price there Saturday in Rockport, Missouri.
Yeah, no doubt. And more evidence of the demand for the 10-plus-year-old tractors, Greg.
Yeah, you know, dollars are tight all across ag, and, you know, not much new stuff is selling, and we understand why. I think more, you know, at the manufacturer level, more layoffs last week, unfortunately, we read about. So when this you know, this continues to stretch out, you know, you need what you need for horsepower and equipment on the farm. So what you tend to look for then is the best condition used. And with the cost of new so high that you get out to that 10-year-old mark, and it's just that gap, that 72.5, you know, again, second highest ever with over 2,000 hours. But if you wanted to get a newer one, or, you know, everyone knows what you're looking at there, it's a much higher number. So it's kind of all relative, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Take us to the online auction on Wednesday that purplewave.com had.
Yeah, our great friends at purplewave.com, they had one of their ag equipment sales Wednesday. And here again, more confirmation, multiple examples on good used loader tractors. So they sold a 21 model John Deere 6155M with, I think it had 860 hours on it, with a 640R loader. Came out of Dresden, Kansas, went for $135,300, which, again, folks, when you're trying to figure out what to pay, we want you to go to our website, machinerypete.com, and look at the auction prices beforehand so you know. Now, that one, if you use one of our filters, that $135,300, that's the third highest auction price ever on a 6155M with a loader and over 500 hours. And, again, this one had $860,000. So strong price there. Which shows you on the loader tractors, it's not just the 10-year-old stuff. It's, again, right. 4 or 5-year-old stuff. They also had a 22 model New Holland T5110, 885 hours with the loader, went for $61,600. That came out of Broken Bow, Oklahoma. I don't have quite as many, you know, recent examples on T5110s, but that is the highest one that I've seen. So, again, you know, hats off to the folks at Purple Wave there for another great event last Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Okay, man, you got a big announcement here that we need to get to as well. What's happening?
Yeah, this is big. If you caught Ag Day TV this morning, saw my segment, folks, you saw this. But we're pleased as punch to announce a new MachineryPete.com partnership with NTS Tire Supply out of Redwood Falls, Minnesota. That's just south of where I grew up, out in western Minnesota. And last Thursday, I was able to go spend the day. I'll actually be posting a long-form kind of a YouTube podcast video, my interview with Ben Paskowitz, who is the CEO of NTS Tire Supply. And, Chip, for years, as tires have become, as the equipment keeps getting bigger and more specialized, the finding the right tire size on what you're looking to buy has become this huge issue, whether you're looking at auction on a dealer lot or private sale. You know, you go, that's the tractor, that's the sprayer I want, but those tires don't fit for me. So NTS Tire Supply, they've created a niche. They are the problem solver here. They have an expert team, and they sell new tires. And by the way, their focus is solely ag. They don't mess around with automotive. You're not going to go in there, and they're not going to be changing oil on a car. They're ag tires. And they sell all makes, so they're not beholden to one particular make of tire. They sell them all. They do their own independent research. They've done a number of three-year studies on traction and yield effects. So we've added a button in MachineryPete.com, all the tractors, combines, sprayers for sale. It'll say Get Tire Quote. And when you click that button, you're talking to their great team of folks out there who have been with them for years, guys like Sky, Ryan, and Patrick, who I interviewed last week. They take your call, they take your email, and within 1 hour guarantee, they will give you a professional, unbiased estimate on those tires you're looking at buying. Even if it's, you know, you're looking at a tractor on an auction. The guys were telling me they get frequent calls. People call in and say, hey, I'm looking at this, whatever, this Case IH, it's got these tires. And NTS buys the tires, your used tires. So if you buy this tractor combine sprayer with the tires that aren't right, they'll let you know up front within an hour what they'll give you for those tires. Right. And by the way, they also sell used tires with a 2-year warranty on the used tires they sell. So they're an amazing company. They're setting up these, I forget what they call them, kind of mobile experts around. They set up one in Wanamingo, Minnesota. They're setting up another one in Dyersville, Iowa, two in North Dakota. Of course, they're Redwood Falls. So they have very aggressive growth plans. So I would just encourage you folks to click that button, Get Tire Quote. And again, you're talking to experts, unbiased experts, who are going to tell you right off the bat what you're looking at. It's a very, very cool thing we're very excited about.
Well, that's a special ad right there, Greg, to the services there at Machine Repeat. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Hey, you bet. You have a great week, Chip.
All right, you too. You too. That is Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. When we come back, we are going to learn about the next Sustainable Ranchers Tour down in Georgia from Andy Lyon from Trust and Beef.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
Looking to amplify your soybean yield potential? Let's talk about soybean blends. Not every seed company offers them, but there's a reason they're Champion Seeds' best-selling products at every maturity. With the blend, the traits from both varieties help maintain your yield potential and protect you from the floor. And these blends consistently yield higher than the individual varieties combined to make them. See what they can do for your yields at plantchampion.com.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 29 to 16.89. November and December both down 36. November 16.36, December 16.70. January down 15 to 16.75. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets. Box beef prices higher. Also, the positive cattle on feed report all helping to support the markets. Hog markets also moving mostly higher again. Pork cutout values helping to support prices. October live cattle up 375 to 237.32. September feeder cattle up 465 to 363.80. October hogs up 82 cents to 98.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. Corn lower due to spillover pressure from soybeans and increased harvest pressure. Soybeans lower due to broad product weakness, harvest pressure picking up, and continued concerns of the lack of Chinese purchases of U.S. beans. Wheat markets are mostly lower as well. Now, Mativ wheat prices are at the lower end of the trading range. There's little other fresh news to help support the market. New crop 26 corn down 4.25 to 4.57 3/4. New crop 26 beans down 10.5 to 10.59 3/4. December wheat down 11.5 to 5.11. Minneapolis wheat December down 3 to 5.64 1/2.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Hey, in 2 weeks, America's Conservation Ag Movement and Trust in Beef are headed to Georgia to highlight the diversity of agriculture in the Southeast with not one but two events. Andy Lyon is here to share their plans for those events and how you can get involved. Andy is with Trust in Beef and America's Conservation Ag Movement. Andy, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing great, Chip. Always good to see you.
Yeah, good to talk. As the last time that we had Trust in Beef on the show, we were in Pennsylvania for the Sustainable Ranchers Tour. But now you're headed to Georgia. You're going to be doing two events down there in the same week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited to be down on Peach Day here next week. So, again, like you said, two events. So, on Wednesday of next week, October 1st, we'll be with James Vaughn and his family at Vaughn Farms. They're just west of Forsyth, Georgia, just about an hour south of Atlanta. So, Vaughn Farms is a beef operation, about a 5,000-acre operation there. Again, they have won a number of environmental stewardship awards, both the NCBA Southeast Award back in 2021, have been named the Conservation Producer of the Year, I believe, in 2018 there in Georgia. So we're really excited to be there with James and his family and see some of the neat practices that they utilize on their beef operation. Again, they grow a lot of annual crops within their perennial grass systems during the dormant season. So that's really a neat practice that we'll get to view while we're there. Then a couple of days later, we're going to be a little further south there in Georgia, down in Appling and Bacon counties. And again, this is really where we're wanting to celebrate the diversity of Georgia agriculture. So we'll start off with Woody Folsom and his Circle F Farms there, a beef operation, a registered Brahma herd, registered Brangus herd, some F1 herd there. So get to see some more beef down in South Georgia. But then we're going to go over to Neil Boatwright's farm down in Bacon County and really see some of the peanuts and cotton that they produce on their farm. They've also got some blueberries there. But then we're going to the next morning and be with Chris White on his Appling blueberry farm, where he has a producer and packer of blueberries. And so, again, we're also going to talk timber while we're down there. And again, so a great diversity of agriculture there in South Georgia.
Blueberries in Georgia? Andrew, I thought that was a northern berry.
Oh, Chip, I'd love to take you down to Georgia sometime. You can come and stay at the Blueberry Inn with us and eat some delicious pancakes for breakfast in the morning. But tremendous blueberry production there in South Georgia.
I'll be darned. And then, of course, the timber industry down in Georgia in the Southeast people don't have a realization of just how important the timber industry is in the Southeast and how important it is to agriculture down there.
It's huge. And, you know, when you drive through and you see those trees planted in rows, right? It's not your traditional looking forest. And so it's just vitally important, you know, and that's a long-term investment as a crop for those producers. And, you know, it's one that takes a lot of risks. And one of the things that, you know, really that we want to celebrate in South Georgia there is the recovery efforts since last year, right? Exactly at this time from Hurricane Helene. Yeah. So again, where Hurricane Helene came and made landfall, they're over 200 miles from the coast there. But they had over 100 mile an hour sustained winds in Appling and Bacon counties, some tremendous devastation. I was actually there the week after Hurricane Helene came through, documented some of that.
I remember that.
And again, exactly 1 year ago, we'll be back down there. And just the resiliency of these producers is amazing. And these communities have, you know, really bounced back. And again, we want to celebrate that.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, we've talked about the diversity of agriculture down there in Georgia and the differences in the ranches and the farms that you're going to be at. But what do they have in common, Andy?
Yeah, there's a lot in common across all of you know, agriculture in the Southeast right now. And, you know, I think the first thing that, you know, you have to start with is times are tough, especially for the row crop producers. And, you know, with input costs, what they are, with market access, what it is. We have to upfront talk about those concerns that producers have. And, certainly when we talk about the specialty crop, the labor issue comes into play big as well. Sure. For those producers. And so, there's a lot of concerns to start right off the bat with. And again, we don't think that sustainability and conservation is the silver bullet to all issues, but we do try to find ways where improving technology and implementing practices that hopefully take advantage of the natural ecosystem more to help producers be more profitable. Just trying to talk about those opportunities and show successes that producers have found to be able to do just that.
Andy, the thing that has impressed me so much about the Sustainable Ranchers tours that you have done is there is always a practical application that is happening at the host ranch that other ranchers can learn from. And it's not some pie in the sky, oh, if we could only do this type of operation. It is things that the attendees can take home and put to work on their farms. That's the important thing about these tours.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Chip. And again, you come to one of our events, you're not going to hear me, trying to preach to the choir here. We're right. Just like you said, we're trying to bring producer voices forward to share with other producers where they're finding success, and not just in the sustainability practice on the ground, but really how it helps the profitability of their operation. Right. If we can't show the ROI on these practices, it's a non-starter. Yeah. For many producers, especially right at the moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to make it worth their time to be there and give them something to take home and put to work. No question. So all these tours that we have covered on AgriTalk and that you've been out there crisscrossing the country on, Andy, what have you been hearing? What is the takeaway from some of the conversations that you've heard from the participants?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing in my mind, Chip, is, folks are really trying to focus on the longer term, right? We talked just a minute ago about all of those immediate challenges that producers are facing. We're all looking for ways to overcome, in the near term. But, everybody's really got an eye to the future and really how the next generation is going to come into agriculture and be successful, right? And so we talk a lot about, succession planning and the transitions that are taking place. How do we stack enterprises on operations so we can bring those kids back earlier to the farm and they can become more integrated in these operations moving forward? And so, that's really what I think a lot of the discussions turn into is how do we, be sustainable, not just in the immediate term, but how are we going to be here for generations to come? And again, I think the practices that we utilize, have a part to play in that. And to see, real practical results from producers that are doing it is vitally important.
Well, so many times you are featuring the partnership that has developed between the generations on the ranches, Andy, to serve as an example of how to build that legacy going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think, when you talk to the vast majority of producers, it's really that legacy that is really important to them. And so, again, just common sense strategies and examples from other producers of how they've found success in trying to make sure that those multi-generational opportunities are available on their operations.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So give us the details again on the events that you were having in Georgia.
Yep. So it'll be next week. We'll be in Forsyth, Georgia, September 30th, October 1st with James Vaughn. We'll then October 2nd and 3rd be down in South Georgia, Appling and Bacon counties. Again, you can find out more information about our events. You can go to trustinbeef.com. You can go to America's Conservation Ag Movement.com. It's kind of a mouthful. You can just Google Trust in Beef. You can Google America's Conservation Ag Movement. It'll take you right to the website, and you can find more information about these events.
I mentioned the timber and I mentioned the blueberries, but it's to me, it would be worth a trip just to go down and get on a registered Brahma farm ranch for a while, Andy. That's to a Midwest farm boy, that'd be an exotic adventure right there.
Yeah, you know, we see a lot of those cattle here in the Midwest, you know, ultimately on feed. But again, a lot of cattle come out of the Southeast, a lot of really interesting production practices that they use. You know, we talk about cover crops and soil health a lot, especially here in the Midwest. But, you know, this idea of planting annual forages into dormant perennial grasses has long been used in the Southeast. It's a great practice and one that we're going to highlight when we're down that way.
That's cool. That is very cool. One more time, how can people that might be interested in going on these tours, how can they get registered?
Yep, trustinbeef.com, America's Conservation Ag Movement.com. You can Google either and it'll get you right there.
Andy, have a great time down there in Georgia, man. Looking forward to hearing how things go.
Always appreciate you, Chip.
All right, thank you. That is Andy Lyon. Trust in Beef, America's Conservation Ag Movement. And we've been on site for a couple of these Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranchers tours. And the things that are shared, the ideas, the concepts, these are, like I said, these are ideas and practical applications that you can take home and put to work immediately. So check it out, trustinbeef.com. All right, we're going to talk about some fertilizer purchasing decisions next here on AgriTalk.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Syngenta Seed Care Specialist Zach Lees. Zach, what is the better yield, is the better deal in action initiatives?
We partner with our retailers to find growers to try our products. We kind of want to show that following a Syngenta program through and through, it leads to higher yield potential. It kind of tests their curiosity and challenges their assumptions a little bit, because there's so much products in the marketplace nowadays, like what's actually bringing a return on investment. I think this really has allowed that to happen by doing on-field trials.
So what were the results of the 2024 initiative, and what are you seeing in this year?
Yeah, so in 2024, we had several results. So actually one comes from our own farm, started out with just a seed care trial, kind of turned into better yield, better deal. So we did, you know, Saltro and Apex, followed by Tendovo, Miris Neo, compared to what we usually do, and we saw a 9-bushel advantage. And my old man made me do the math myself after doing it 3 times because he couldn't believe it, you know. So this year, much of the same thing. I'm working with another grower in Southeast Iowa this year on corn, comparing what he usually does with our Storin Miris Neo compared to what he's doing. and seeing much of the same, you know, those agronomic differences. I'm kind of really excited to see what yield differences will bring. So last year we had 75% of the people that participated said that they'd be making a change. To have that many people realize the differences, that's a pretty big deal.
Yep, no doubt. Zach, where can listeners go for more information?
So growers can reach out to their retail representative or Syngenta representative, or they can go to syngenta-us.com/betteryield to see all the 2024 results and find more information about the Better Yield, Better Deal initiative.
All right. Thank you, Zach. That is Zach Lee, Seed Care Specialist at Syngenta.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Okay, we've been talking about it for a while already now, Davis, and that is how are we going to manage the input costs for the year ahead, and one of those being fertilizer. And we talked to Josh Linville about the outlook for fertilizer prices last week, and he wasn't all that optimistic, was he?
No, not nearly as optimistic as we would have liked, certainly.
No, that is exactly right. So if we know that the price is going to be high, let's figure out the best ways to get the best use out of the investment that we make. Joining us now, Rhonda Brooks, agronomic and crops input editor at Farm Journal. Good morning, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, Chip. Good morning. Hey, Davis.
Yeah.
What's all happening, guys?
Well, we're trying to figure out the best plan of attack on this fall's fertilizer nutrient program, and I think maybe the most important thing is just have a plan of attack to begin with, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, these prices are just, I mean, they're just, this is just crazy. And there's no, to your point about Josh Linville, I think what he said is true. Stuff's just expensive. I mean, there's just no getting around that. So I took his plan, you know, get a plan in place for 2026 in place to heart. You know, right now, if you're a guy that's using anhydrous, his point was logistically, you need to call your retailer, your co-op, whoever you're getting, you know, that from, and make sure you've got that in place and ready to go. So when application season gets here, you've got it. Because he said logistically, things are just taking longer than maybe they've taken in the past. I mean, we aren't even, some of us aren't, you know, guys aren't even out harvesting yet. And so maybe you've been putting that decision off, you just haven't really thought about it. But to his point, go ahead and get your anhydrous if you know that's going to be part of your 2026 plan.
Gotcha. You know, and another thing is we always hear this from sports. We hear it from business. Manage what you can manage. And taking control of the situation and making a intentional decision on what you're going to do, that's got to be part of the plan, Rhonda.
Oh yeah, control the controllables. I mean, think, you know, going into sports. I mean, it, you know, I played ball all through high school and into college, and you know, it was always the when the tough, you know, when things get tough, the tough get going kind of a mentality. And there is a lot of a mindset to some of this stuff. So, you know, it's not too early to be putting your plan for 2026 in place.
Right.
At least putting together some sort of an outline and looking at, are you going to want to put down more in-season product? What is that going to look like? Right. If you, logistically figure that out and be tapping into your retailer now. The other thing is, this goes back to sports too. Keep a cool head, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be able to make good decisions, calibrated decisions, and have enough time to make those decisions and then to make a plan B if you need a plan B. You know, maybe the cost will go down. You know, maybe something we don't know from a pricing standpoint is going to happen that you just can't see.
The thing that makes fertilizer difficult is because you want to save money in the short term, but you don't want to screw up what you've already done for the long term. And you don't want to make things tougher for yourself in the future, right? That's part of the difficulty.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You know, Ken Ferry says all the time, don't dig yourself into a hole. Mm. I mean, if you need to cut somewhere, know why you're cutting, know what your goals are for cutting it. And, you know, I think this is kind of a little random thought, but something I hadn't thought about is, you know, a lot of growers tend to cut their soybean fertilizer first. I mean, that's a decision that they make. And he said, usually that doesn't necessarily help you a lot. You might need to cut, you need to look at where you can cut in your corn fertility program. That might be the better place to cut. The other thing he gets a lot of calls about are guys will call him and say, hey, I need to cut $30 an acre from my plan. That's rarely the right decision. A better decision might be saying, what fields can I cut? Where are there fields? Where do I have from soil tests? Can I look and see where I've got more fertility in the bank and tap into that? Are there fields that are less productive? Maybe I need to take some fields out of production. Or maybe I've got a flexible, lease on acres. Maybe I need to just cut back on some fields.
Right.
So look at those kinds of things.
Yeah, and make the fertilizer that you do buy work better and take a good close look at the pH in those fields.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've talked to, more than one agronomist and farmer in the past year have told me, man, check your soil pH. Lime may be the best investment that you make. If your soil pH isn't in that 5.8 to 6.2, if you're in a corn soybean rotation, if you've got soil pH that's not in that area, look at putting on some lime. Just make sure that you get a good source of lime. Don't go cheap. Don't pick something that's not going to help you. And you want it to be a source that you can that will come available to you next spring.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't just spread a bunch of lime up there that's going to lay there and do nothing for you for the next 18 months before it starts to break down and can actually do something for you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
26 ideas to cut fertilizer costs in 2026. That's a pretty good one right there, Rhonda. I like it, and I like it a lot. Just go to agweb.com, and you can get that. There, obviously, there are other ideas that Rhonda spells out in
tons
this
of
item.
Ideas.
Yeah, tons of ideas on
tons
on
of ideas.
Ways to...
One last thing. Don't go it alone,
real quick.
Guys.
Say it again.
Don't go it alone. Get your team together.
That's
can't
right.
Can't be just you and your farm dog, so get your team together.
Love it. Love it. Excellent. Rhonda, thank you so much. That is Rhonda Brooks. She is the agronomic and crops inputs editor at Farm Journal. Come back this afternoon. We got Tommy Grisafi from Ag Bull Media.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastat Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastat.com.
Available for the 2027 season.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRGN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's choice as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia has been sworn in today. It comes after the ouster of the top prosecutor. ABC's Alex Mallon has more. It's